where we did walk up.
The best way to get a sense of the magnitude of the coal-fired Weston power plant is from the very top. Len Rentmeester, who oversees the Wausau area plant for Wisconsin Public Service, directs our elevator 220 feet above ground level. There, a fast-moving conveyor belt whizzes past, shuttling coal from a gigantic pile into the plant. The pile below is next to a set of tracks. Each week, two trains, each carrying 17,000 tons of coal, arrive to add to the pile.
So we purchase all of our coal from the Powder River Basin, it's called, so that's west Wyoming, Wyoming area.
Roughly a 500,000 tons of coal are on hand at the plant at any time, ready to be burned, ready to produce much of the power used by people, businesses, and industry in northeastern Wisconsin.
We're driven by the demand of the system. Air conditioners come on this time of the year. That makes that our load as a system go out. Not necessarily.
The interior of the twin coal plants, called Weston 3 and Weston 4, is so loud I can barely make out what Rentmeester is saying.
Unit 3 turbine, Unit 4 turbine over there.
He points out how the coal, once inside the plant, is pulverized, then burned at 2,500 degrees in a boiler to heat water, whose hot, pressurized steam spins a turbine to create electricity.
Look inside, but a big fireball inside.
Although Wisconsin produces no coal, coal-burning plants like these supply 36% of the state's electricity. That number is sure to drop, however. In April, the Environmental Protection Agency announced new rules that will force American coal plants to either close or cut back 90% of their carbon emissions by 2032 if they wish to operate long-term.
So these new regulations are actually the first time that we've really officially regulated greenhouse gases from existing power plants. That's a really important precedent in a lot of ways.
That's Emily Grubert, an associate professor of sustainable energy policy at Notre Dame. WPS plans to beat the government to the punch. By the end of 2031, it will fully retire Weston 3 and convert Weston 4 to burning natural gas, another fossil fuel, but a cleaner one. In 2022, natural gas surpassed coal as the top electricity source for Wisconsin. The move follows a national trend decades in the making, even before the new federal rules came out.
Coal has been in decline for a while, likely would remain in decline and decline further. This is something that ensures that we have a bit of an enforcement mechanism for some of the emissions piece of it, but it's not like the coal industry was doing well before.
For example, in Wisconsin alone, coal accounted for 70% of electricity generation in 2001. It's now half that, thanks to industry forces. Utilities are decommissioning old coal plants. Like Dairyland Power's destruction of a plant near La Crosse this spring using explosives. Nationwide, 200 coal plants have closed in the last decade. For WPS, some of the coal plant din will give way to gentler sounds, like those on a 50-acre field near Rhinelander.
This is the Hodeg Solar Park. It's the Northwoods' first large-scale solar energy facility.
Matt Cullen, a communications specialist for WPS, explains that the 21,000 solar panels produce direct current power. One of the only mechanical sounds on site is that of a power transformer.
The grid uses alternating current, or AC current, and so we have a network of equipment here that actually transforms that, converts that direct current to alternating current, which again is what homes and businesses use for electricity.
Quiet and emission-free, the solar park can generate power to electrify about 2,000 homes. Renewable energy accounts for just a small fraction of Wisconsin's power production, though WPS says it plans to continue expanding capacity. It will do so as coal plants across the country and at Len Rentmeester's plant in Weston turn to conversion and closure.
We are expecting it to be different, obviously, because you're not burning the coal, so we would not be bringing trains in for unloading coal and such like that.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.